Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Joe Biden is declaring this America's Day, Democracy's Day, as he pledges to lead the country out of multiple crises. Biden is addressing an audience at the U.S. Capitol, where he was sworn in as the 46th president moments ago, with the Chief Justice of the United States, John Roberts, administering the oath.
I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., do solemnly swear
that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States. And will, to the best of my ability,
preserve, protect, and defend
the Constitution of the United States.
The world also watched history unfold moments ago when Kamala Harris took the oath of office, the first biracial woman to serve as vice president, both sworn in exactly 2 weeks after the Trump-fueled insurrection at the Capitol. This presidential inauguration is like no other for various reasons. NPR's Scott Detrow reports on how the passing of the torch of democracy unfolded for Joe Biden as he took the oath of office.
He looks out on a much, much smaller crowd than usual. The invited guests on the Capitol's West Front, including former presidents and members of Congress, are spread out and socially distanced. And the mall is empty due to the dual threats of both the COVID pandemic and the aftermath of this month's attack on the U.S. Capitol. The mall is instead covered in a display of American and state flags that stretches from the Capitol reflecting pool west to the Washington Monument.
NPR Scott Detrow, among those to personally witness the solemn ritual in the transfer of power, former Presidents Obama, Bush, and Clinton, along with the former First Ladies. They include Secretary Hillary Rodham Clinton, who lost to Donald Trump in a 2016 election that overshadowed so much of the last 4 years. Former Vice President Mike Pence and his wife are also in attendance. President Trump is not. Trump left Washington, D.C. this morning. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports Trump thanked his supporters and vowed to be back in some form before boarding Air Force One ahead of President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration.
Trump pumped his fist and waved as he departed Washington for the last time as president, telling reporters that it was an honor of a lifetime. Shortly afterward, Trump thanked his family and a small crowd of supporters at Joint Base Andrews.
You are amazing people, this is a great, great country. It is my greatest honor and privilege to have been your president.
Without naming the incoming administration, Trump wished the future White House great luck and great success. Trump will be the first president in modern history to boycott his successor's inauguration as he continues to make false claims that the election was rigged. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR. Joe Biden is only the second Roman Catholic president in 60 years to occupy the Oval Office. And NPR's Tom Gelton says in some areas, Biden differs from church doctrine.
U.S. Catholics are split on such questions as abortion, LGBTQ rights, and immigration, and those divisions could be highlighted under President Joe Biden. He attends Mass weekly and speaks often of how his faith has sustained him in times of crisis. With his proven capacity for empathy, he is a Catholic role model. But his support for abortion rights and same-sex marriage conflict with Catholic teachings, and some church leaders worry about the example he will set for Catholics across the country. Biden's Catholicism is highly personal, rooted in his own history. He once told an interviewer he can personally accept church doctrine, but does not believe in imposing a rigid view on others. Tom Gelton, NPR News.
It is now a new era in the U.S. Joe Biden, president, and for the first time ever, a woman of African-American and South Asian descent has been sworn in as this country's vice president. Kamala Harris took the oath of office from Associate Justice Sonia Sotomayor, the first Latina to serve on the U.S. Supreme Court.
I, Kamala Davie Harris, do solemnly swear
that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
Kamala Harris joining Biden into a new chapter of this democracy. This is NPR.